there's some unhappy people in the wake, but what are you going to do?
Well, as long as there's one guy who's happy. Right?
You stepped in it.
But my Superman's father was Marlon Brando.
Oh, yeah.
Coming right off of Last Tango in Paris with the butter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. I'm sitting here with my two good buddies, Walt Flanagan.
Hello.
And BQ.
How you stankin'? That's right. He's not in the room.
You're going to co. You're gonna
it's mine.
It.
Now it's mine.
So, BQ, you just came in. You said you're not doing anything for 4th of July. You're cooling out. Because a couple of weeks ago, you were talking about maybe having a party.
I've been enjoying life a lot more lately because I have been taking everything off my plate.
Yeah.
It's all gone. It's really? All gone. Yeah, it's great.
Massive moves?
Massive moves.
And how has the ramifications shaped out for that? Have there been?
No, there's some unhappy people in the wake, but what are you going to do?
Well, as long as there's one guy who's happy, right? As long as the most important guy's happy, cares about the other people?
I didn't break any promises. You know what I'm saying? I didn't let anybody down. I just started saying no.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? I've been saying it for years, decades.
Walter, this is the way. I wish you had pulled me aside. I've turned down things that I literally am like, if you had told me 5 years ago I was turning them down, I'd be like, no fucking way is my guy turning that down. And I'm just like, nah, I don't want to do anything. It's awesome. I can't fuck out. I'm loving it.
This is a different BQ than a couple weeks ago when we went to the diner. I'm very happy to see this.
Yeah.
You have a sparkle in your eye.
I do. It's I go to work.
Got a good flesh tone too.
I come home. I read. I play video games. I enjoy my life. It's been pretty great.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't believe like I turned down like acting roles and all sorts of things. Appearances, places, I've just been like, no. It's driving my reps nuts a little bit, you know, because they get paid when I get paid. But I'm like, what do you want from me?
Yeah, they don't
want
to hear no.
They don't want to hear no. They do not want to hear it. Especially when they're like, but look at everybody else. Look what everybody else is doing. They're all out there doing it. And I'm like, good luck for them. Go let them do it. I'm good.
Been enjoying that pool.
Been enjoying the pool a bunch. Been
finally.
Floating around.
Whoo, no rain.
Floating around in that thing, reading. Reread, finished Dark Tower. I started reading Sandman again.
Really?
The comic book. Yeah. Just flipping through it.
How many issues will you get in before you're like, will you get all the way through to the end?
I'll probably get through to the end. Really? Yeah. But it'll take a little longer than normal.
Yeah, I would have to power through it.
You can't finish Sandman?
When you hear he's in persona non grata, Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, but he wrote this 30 years ago. Yeah. What am I going to do?
Did he do something?
what do you want from me? I already own them. It's not like he's getting more money from me.
Did he do something sexy?
He did some gross stuff, apparently.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's not a good
human. He denies it.
Okay.
So I don't know where that leaves you. But
me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Same place 5 seconds ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just in the mood for something a little otherworldly.
And how many times have you read The Dark Tower?
The first three Dark Tower.
How many times have you read Dark Tower?
Okay.
The first.
Okay. There's a terror in his eyes.
Because all of a sudden the sound goes out. And I'm like, what the fuck?
No, it's scary stuff, man. Yeah. I would say the first three Dark Tower books I've – there was a period where I was reading them like once a year till the new books came out. So I probably read the whole series through like 3 or 4 times, but those first 3 or 4 books, double digits for sure. Like I was,
double digits.
Yeah. I got The Gunslinger when I was like 13 or 14 and I read it every year. So probably more.
Is it your favorite book?
It was at one time. I don't know if I would say it is now.
And they made movies, right?
It tried.
didn't work. Huh? I didn't see
it. It didn't work. I actually rewatched the movie after I finished the last book because the way the books are set up, without spoiling it for anybody who's read it, the movie was technically a sequel to the books.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's like having reread all the books and went right into the movie's a dud. Like they misplayed everything. But I was more forgiving, and it was a little more interesting going straight from the end of the book to the front to the series.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed to say that as a Stephen King, well, one-time fan anyway, never read the series.
That's just strange. Yeah.
I tried to get you to read
into
it.
You were.
I was. Yeah. Super into
it. Over the years, I've tried to get you to read it, and you just, for some reason, it doesn't grab you.
But I have them all.
Yeah.
They're sitting right on my bookshelf.
And
right.
It's not, I would
assume I should do this summer.
It's not technically horror, right? It's more action?
It's more Western action, but there is horror in it. It crosses over at Salem's Lot directly. I don't know if you remember Salem's Lot, Father Callahan, when he gets in the bus and leaves town.
Right.
He ends up in the last three Dark Tower books.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's a main character in those books. He's fucking awesome. And there are crossovers with Hearts in Atlantis. There are crossovers. So there are horror in it. Like there's some it crossovers. And there's horror elements for sure. For sure, yeah. It's fucked up. It's like weird horror sci-fi fantasy.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you have never, especially somebody who was into King so much.
Yeah, I think at the time it might have been because I'm like, okay, this is ongoing. I'll get them all, then I'll read them.
And then one day.
And then, yes, and then once I look at, you know.
Then you just ran
the
out
ten,
of time.
The 10 dictionaries on my bookshelf. it's fucking insane how fat these books are. Like the first one's like, all right, this is manageable. And then after that, forget it.
Yeah, that gets insane. Yeah. But like by the – I was reading, so I was floating in my pool and I was reading the last book. And it's like when shit starts going down and I'm not ashamed to say it. Like I started like tearing up a little bit because like, you know, these characters that I have been with since I was a little kid and – what happens to him in the end and, you know, who lives, who dies, stuff like that. And I'm tearing up and Helen walks in. And I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? What do we need? What's going on?
It's hot out here. I'm sweating.
So you will read the physical copy or you're reading digital?
I have both. So what I'll do is if I'm in the pool, I'll read it on the iPad.
Okay.
And if I'm in the house or like poolside, I'll
have first editions or? Or you
I have, do.
I so that they go from any kind of money, those first
edition. I think
edition,
first
King
edition,
books?
I mean, these are well read books. These aren't like pristine.
Dog-eared.
Yeah. These are loved, very well loved books. So I don't know what, but they are all first editions. Yeah. Bernie Wrightson did a lot of the artwork for them. It's so
great.
Fucking cool, dude. Yeah.
One of the few artists I met very early on.
Oh, is this? I was gonna say we could do a retell them Steve Dave segment if you want. You want to talk about you? If our very first retell them Steve Dave story.
I'm trying to remember.
Talk about
the year is 1988.
Yeah.
Let me reach back.
Father and father every day.
Yeah. That's what I told somebody the other day. I was like, I didn't remember something, and I was like, you gotta understand, man. Like as I get older, I gotta push shit out.
Yeah.
I can't remember 57 years worth of stuff.
No fucking way.
It's too much.
Oh, I can't even remember like 10 years ago. I'm starting like fucking.
But I do vaguely remember the Bernie Wrights, and it was me, you, and Kev, right?
Yeah. We were at a kind of a small con, or it was a New York church con, right?
It was a New York church con, yeah.
Yeah, in the basement of a church in New York Comic Con before they were.
Right.
But they became, you know, these monstrous.
Yeah, I remember the church basement one.
4-day events. Yeah. And I don't want to tell your story. Go ahead.
I met Bernie Wrightson.
Well, the big joke was.
Of course, I was gay for Bernie. I understand. Well,
of course.
We left the whole ride home was because Brian made a point to make sure you spell it with a Y.
Okay.
Because I got my name. I got a poster of the Frankenstein poster that Bernie Wrightson had drawn. And it was just a print, obviously. And I went up and I stood in line, got it signed, and made sure that he knew it was Brian with a Y.
Yeah.
That was all it took. After that, I'm sucking cocks.
Bernie, you know what a Y looks like. Picture me laying down with my legs spread out wide.
Hands above my head. Legs akimbo.
Yum.
Why ask why, Bernie?
Why not, Bernie?
And it was – do you remember the print you got signed?
It was a Prometheus, right?
It was, it was his super highly detailed pen and ink Frankenstein pages.
Sure.
That he did for the Marvel graphic novel.
I remember that,
yeah. They were like they were the etchings of a madman.
Yeah.
Because there was about a billion lines in these drawings.
Right. And the detail's insane.
It's it's on another level. It's like you could say it might be the either have to be like Rain Man focused.
Okay, I just realized that I wasn't recording, so this might sound a little bit different from the file you were just listening to, but yes. Just to show you that, you know, 15 fucking years in.
It's complicated. It's 2-3 buttons.
It's 4. It's 4. And I just looked down and I'm like, why are these lights not? Oh shit, I didn't fucking press record. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we're back. We're back. Okay.
We're bad.
And we're talking. Hello? Okay. And we were talking about there's some kind of loose connection on this thing, I think. Yeah, like it's fine, but the sound on my headphones goes out once in a while.
Let me hear those.
Can I hear these?
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay. Keep talking about Bernie.
Okay, so we're talking about Bernie and me being gay with Bernie and his insane drawing.
Yeah.
With all the lines and everything. And I remember it said I will be with you on your wedding night, right? Is that what it said? Yeah.
Yeah, and of course that became Brian Bernie's wedding
our
night.
Wedding night.
It became, you know.
He was talking directly to Brian for the wife.
Yeah, so I guess that was one of the cons where Muse wasn't there, so all of a sudden I was in the barrel. And boy, did I get it.
The good old days.
What's your favorite Bernie Wrightson comic book work?
Oh, man.
Remember that really weird 4-issue Punisher series where Punisher became an agent of hell?
He did Marvel Knights Punisher? Was him?
That was the first Marvel Knights Punisher, where he was an agent for hell.
Yeah, they gave him like ghost guns and he had that signal on his head and stuff like that.
That was Bernie.
I fucking read that when it came out, man, and I remember being like, this is the biggest pile of dog shit. I don't remember the art at all.
He was the artist, but he didn't write it, though.
No, I know, but like I never went back to it because I just remember always being like, what a mistake on this character. Which, do you remember how Garth Ennis retconned it? Like when he restarted it? He was literally like, he threw someone off the Empire State Building or something like that, and he just made a comment about how like, the angels held me up here once. Just made like a throwaway comment about how like told him to fuck off, came back to Earth, and I'm like, all right, hey, comic books, man. Like, I guess you could do that. They give Punisher some weird stories, man. The Franken Punisher, the fucking
where you turned black one time.
Oh yeah, that was a fuck. That was 70s, right?
No, that was 80s? That was late 80s.
Late 80s.
Yeah,
okay.
That was late 80s, and Luke Cage was a guest star, and
he went undercover in prison or something like that. Yes. And he's like, the only way anybody believe it is if I'm black. Well, and Marvel was like, go for it.
Well, Soul Man was at the top of the box office charts, so Marvel was.
He took the plot of that movie. He took tanning pills to get into college. As a black kid, love to see them try to make that movie tonight. It would be awesome.
It would be amazing.
Yeah, it would be.
Well, they did the reverse with White Chicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was
White Chicks has grown into this cult classic.
Yes, people love it.
People do love it. They're making a sequel and everything like that.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I always thought they looked like aliens.
They look weird.
Yeah. Like their eyes look weird and their faces just look like alien-esque.
I saw it in theaters. I was like, oh, that'd be funny, I guess. You know, suspend disbelief.
Yeah. But I don't think Soul Man would be made today. It would be ballsy, though.
I think someone will do it.
Think so?
Yeah. Not us, but someone will do it.
And he never caught shit for that, C. Thomas Howell.
It was so long ago.
Was it?
I think people are like, we can't hold this kid responsible. Right. Like the movie that they made. Yeah. I've heard him in interviews say like, obviously I wouldn't take that role today. But
right.
I didn't. I don't know.
It is weird. Isn't it weird the way like time works? Is that like in our lifetime, certain things are totally fine.
Oh, sure.
And then it turns out, not at all.
I think about things like this sometimes, and I think about – and I know that it's like – I don't think about the Roman Empire a lot. Like they had that thing where people do. But I do think like what a weird period of history because let's – I know it lasted more than 1,000 years, but let's just say 1,000 years, right? And if you were born in the middle of that, like – and you had 80 years in that middle of 1,000, like – you can't ever imagine the world being any other way, because right. everything was the same 500 years before you were born. Everything's going to be the same 500 years after you were born. There was no change. It was just like, this is the way the world is. There was, you know what I mean? It was like, yeah. so, to live in our times where it's like, you can't even fucking keep up with the changes that are coming.
No. One day something's fine. The next day it's like, for example, the word queer.
Queer.
You just call people queers as a pejorative.
Yeah. And then I got like called it all the time because of my name. Yeah,
man. I was almost married to Bernie Wrightson, you know. Then there was a long period where it's like, hey, don't say that.
Yeah.
And now they want to be called a queer.
Great. It's locked and loaded.
Yeah. You're right. You can't keep up with stuff.
Yeah. But even like technology and it's just like nothing day to day. It's crazy. But hey, man, what fucking do?
Do you see yourself giving up at some point on technology, being like, it's like our parents gave up and are like, I can't learn this or I can't take on this. Do you see yourself ever getting to that point? I don't see you, but
I don't, I don't think that's something that you can, I think it just happens to you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that it's something that, but I don't know. I'm pretty current with that stuff now, and I'm almost 50, so maybe, but I think that. But how much are we going to be doing? I mean, aren't we headed to the future where you're just saying out loud, like, do this, and something happens?
Yeah, it looks like they are dumbing it down massively, yeah. where it's just vocal commands.
Yeah, so that's where I'll be in 20 years.
And the vocal commands are smart, because Sage has an Alexa, and she's not like, you know, the clearest speaker ever, but Alexa always understands.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was really surprised. Like, sometimes she'll be like, play Katy Perry or play Taylor Swift or play one of these. And to me, I can tell what she's saying. But right. to the average person, they might not be able to. But Alexa always knows somehow.
Huh. Yeah. It's good.
Unless it learned the first time.
Right.
And then it's sort of like, okay, this is what she's trying to get at.
Right. Well, she's probably on some sort of vocal spectrum anyway, where it's like it learned across thousands of kids that talk like her.
Yeah, and I guess if it could learn, like, say, a heavy accent or something.
Like, you're making fun of me? Is that what you're doing?
I'm just saying.
Is that a shot at me?
Alexa, play me a song.
Got any Sinatra in there?
You're ready for Superman?
I can't fucking wait. I know someone who saw it.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, are you a little surprised at how much they're letting out? It seems every day there's a new 2-minute scene that, like, almost the whole movie feels
told me some spoilers.
Yeah,
and
they're good.
They have not let things out. Okay. There are things in there that haven't gotten out yet. Yeah.
Have you seen some of the reaction?
I have not.
I have to sympathize with people making this stuff today, because they're dealing with shit that, like, people who made the previous Superman.
Richard Donner didn't have to deal with this.
No, right. It is absolutely, like, fatiguing. The millions and millions of people shitting on it before it's even released. It's just staggering. It's fucking staggering.
Why are they shitting on it?
They just are like, this is not my Superman. Oh, he looks like a petulant 15-year-old acting like a spoiled brat. Like, the complaints are endless. And he had a misstep the other day.
Gun,
and he said something.
Fuck you! I mean,
basically, you can see in his face that's what he wants to say. But he's tiptoeing and dancing around it, and he says, I have to remember that all the criticism boils down to, like, why do I worry about what some 12-year-old in India says?
Right.
And the internet took that and fucking made him. Now he's a racist.
Because it's an Indian.
Because he said India.
If he had said 12-year-old.
In Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would have been fine.
He would have been fine. But he said India for some reason. I don't know
why. I'm sure he just meant distance from himself. Yes. Not the country of India. Yeah, but hey, man.
But he had to come out and apologize and say how much he loves the people of India. And how important Superman is, to India.
Yes, yes.
And I'm like, is he really? Come on.
The box offices.
But, like, do you think the cultural – like, that is an important character in their history, Superman?
What a great question. I don't know.
I
would think not,
that.
But, like – But he is global. Like, I think global. You know. I think I think people in India would know who Superman is.
But would he? The way that Gunn was laying it on, like, how important Superman is to their
What are you talking about? We don't care.
I thought he was laying on a little thick that how important Superman was to the country of India and how he wanted to make a Superman they could be proud of and fall in love with and uphold all India's
virtues.
You know, like as soon as that door closes, he's like, "Do you believe this fucking shit?"
Oh yeah, he's like, "Motherfucker."
Why didn't I just say Indiana?
Yes.
I did say Indiana. Cut out.
Did you see the scene with the dog where Superman is talking to the Superman robots?
No.
Oh, I love it, but the internet hates it.
I didn't see it. I'm telling my friends.
He refers to them as Superman robots.
That I asked specifically. I was like, does Kelix get name check in the movie? And he said, no, they're not. There's no Kelix. You know, one of Superman's robots' name is Kelix. Mm-hmm. And he's been, you know, consistent character since, I think, Byrne, right? Like, wrote him for the first time, whatever. And that was one of the questions I asked. Did Kelix get a name check? And he's like, nah, they're all just Superman robots or whatever.
Yeah, he just says, Superman robots. He goes, what the heck? He goes, why did you let Krypto destroy the Fortress of Solitude? And the robots are like, we feed the canine, but the canine knows that we're not human and we don't care. Like, we don't care about the dog. We'll feed it and keep it alive for you. But other than that,
What's wrong with that? That's a fun scene.
It's fun, yeah.
Those are Kryptonian robots. They're not supposed to have feelings and shit like that.
And the whole time while Superman is arguing with his own robots, Krypto is like pulling on his leg, pulling on his cape, like the most unruly dog.
Yeah.
People don't
like this?
People hated it. Why? Couldn't stand it. And to me, it made me think of a different kind of aspect on that. Could you imagine a dog with those kind of powers who was uncontrollable, who wouldn't listen to his owner, though? Yeah,
it's fucking frightening.
Right?
Maybe there's a little bit in that. My buddy said that he steals the movie, the dog. He goes, everybody's going to love the dog. He goes, even if they go in and wanting to hate the dog, like,
who goes in wanting to hate a dog?
There's fucking assholes on the internet in Indiana. But he says the dog's great. He had complaints, which I'm just going to, I'll let them lay down. But he said people are going to love it. And he goes, the dog is awesome. He said Supergirl is fucking dope.
Wait a minute. Supergirl's in this?
She pops in for a little bit.
I'm a really concerned there's too many heroes, though. I really am. I hope I'm wrong.
He says – this guy's got good taste. He said – Guy Gardner's fucking awesome. The Supergirl pop-in is fucking awesome. I don't know.
Are you worried, Dad, about that? Too many superheroes in the first Superman movie?
No, I don't mind them. I'd rather this than another origin story.
Okay.
Like, let's start fucking pretending that we all know these characters and not seeing, like, him shot from the planet again and again and again. So I don't mind it. I don't mind.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper is Jor-El. You saw that?
No, I did not see
Bradley
that.
Cooper. Yeah, wow. they leaked that the other day.
He's a little young, right, for a Jor-El?
Well, I think he's a hologram in the fortress.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. My.
Well, he's got to be 50s now.
But my Superman's father was Marlon Brando.
Oh yeah.
Coming right off of Last Tango in Paris with the butter.
Yeah.
That's my Jor-El.
Jor-El knew how to fucking party.
Probably nobody's getting that joke who's listening. What's that? Last Tango in Paris. What's that? And then right after that is FF. Two of your two franchises you have a lot of affection for.
I do. I mean, Superman is my favorite.
How many Superman tats?
Just the one,
just the one. Just maybe the one. This new movie will make you get a new tat.
The fucking chest.
That's a little presumptuous.
I got to get it colored and touched.
Colored back up.
Yeah, I'm going to get it colored back up. I it's funny because like I had an idea for a tattoo. Fucking, we're talking 25 years ago. And then one day I saw a Muse and he had it where he had all the Justice League symbols around them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I can't get it now. He fucking got it. That's funny.
Are you worried about FF? I've seen some stuff on that too that makes me less worried.
Where do you see these comments? On YouTube?
Oh no, comments. Comments are on YouTube or on X or whatever. But the clips are everywhere. But even the surfer girl, the gal surfer, comes down and delivers a monologue.
Her voice was cool,
and I was like, "Ooh, Yeah. That's pretty fucking
That's
dope.
Where she won me over, too. Yes. Yeah, I saw that clip. I was like, oh, wow, they pulled that off.
Yeah, I too. See, and it can be done, you know, that, like, you can win over the fan base with quality.
Sure. I still wish they had just used Norrin Radd and had him on there, and, like, why not? But I have a friend who saw that movie, and I didn't get any details, but he says it's good.
How the fuck are your friends seeing all these movies where they're out?
They work on them here and there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And now we're so close to them that there's screenings on, like, the Warner Brothers lot and stuff like that. They're showing, like.
Do the people who have ins to Hollywood ins, do they still get what they're called screeners before they hit the movie so that the elite can get to watch the movies?
It's all digital now. It's all digital now. Like, even the screeners for the Academy Awards and stuff like that, it's here's an app. And here's the code, and you just watch it.
What's the biggest screener you ever got? Like, they were like, we want to get this in the hands of BQ. What's the biggest screener?
Oh, God. I only got one season of it. I don't even remember why I got it once. I think me and you watched Grease. What the fuck did we watch at Mosher's house?
Grease? What?
We watched like four musicals in a row at Mosher's house one time.
Wait, but they remade Grease?
No, it's not Grease.
No, it wasn't Grease.
It wasn't Grease. It was there was like musicals for like,
right.
I mean, we're going back to 2004.
This is what I'm talking about. Those 20-year-old memories that you're like, wait a minute. Okay. Yeah.
So they weren't your screeners then.
Mosher's, yeah.
Okay. All right.
We were house sitting for Mosher. And but I got screeners once, and it was one season. It was every movie, but I don't remember. It was years ago. It was pre-pandemic.
And how did you lose that privilege?
Because you have to be. It's about the Actors Guild and the votes and stuff like that. If you don't act enough, I mean, you guys know, like, you're in the guild, but you don't pay dues. You know what I mean? You don't pay dues.
We don't know shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
they think I've died twice. As far as they're concerned. Yeah. This is my second death, and I haven't corrected them yet that I'm dead. I'm still alive.
Do you miss them?
Yeah. I don't know what checks I should be getting.
So
the residuals after all these
years. 30-cent checks and stuff
like
that?
Yes, yes.
Well, get in touch with them.
I do have to, but I never make the effort. I'm always like, yeah, I got to do that. Yeah. And I'm like,
Because they're such a pain in the ass to contact. I've contacted them in the past. It's like, it's a fucking whole thing.
Those checks come every day.
Yeah.
$1.84. 2 cents. Like every I'm not, that's not an exaggeration. 5 days a week, I get a check from them.
That's a lot of times it's like the postage is more than the check. Yeah.
A lot. It's 100. Every once in a while, I'll get a check for like $350 and I'll be like, fuck yeah, I'm doing it. We don't really get, like all those SAG residuals.
I wonder how you died twice. I mean, it's not like you have a common name.
I think it's somebody I pissed off.
That's SAG?
Yeah. I do. I'm not. I know you're laughing.
Fran Drescher.
What?
I'm not kidding around. I believe it's done on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe some vindictive peon over there, when I was on the phone with them the first time, was like,
dead.
Yeah.
Deceased. File closed.
But I am very excited about Superman. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four, not as much, though, it seems
Well, I am. I'll go see Fantastic Four that weekend. Superman's my guy. You know what I mean? That's a big deal for me.
When I went to see 28 Years Later, we got a trailer for Black Phone 2.
I never saw the first one. I read this book.
I liked it.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I liked it. It's very, like, weird and, like, sort of 80-ish.
Well,
that's like an 80
books like vibe. Dead Kids Start Calling Them. Is that in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay. Yeah. Good, great.
Yeah, so I'm hoping the second one is just as good.
But, okay. Well, I don't want to spoil it for anybody. Okay, cool. Yeah. Why? What do you think? You're excited about Fantastic Four. You're ready?
I'm more excited for Superman, I think.
Okay.
But I will see both of them with no preconceived notions. I'll try anyway. You know, I'm not going in there ready to hate it. Like, and that's what it feels like the internet is. They want to hate it.
Of course.
And I don't know why.
Because it's the internet.
I don't know why that is. It just boggles my mind.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, try to at least try, attempt to have some fun.
Dude, it's a global army of keyboard warriors. It's all it is. Yeah. So.
I don't like to usually disagree with the advertisers.
Okay.
But this is the opening line to this week's Blue Chew. Guys, enter the room dick first. Doesn't that depend on what room you're entering?
On the room, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess technically, Don't we all enter every room different?
I think
first?
It happens every time you enter your room, unless you're going in walking backwards.
I mean, the older I get, it might be tits first. But
for me, it would be stomach first, followed by the dick. Yeah. Blue Chew isn't just a tablet. It's a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder, longer, lasting. Like someone gave your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. And then they have some conversation starters. Last time I took a Blue Chew, my dick got sponsored by an energy drink company. I refused to do missionary, saying it was not the it was bad for the brand. Extreme positions only.
Who?
These now we got to talk about that. We got to figure it out. I carry my Encyclopedia Britannica.
Makes your dick hard. It doesn't give you stamina.
Yeah, it doesn't make you all of a sudden a gymnast. Yeah,
you still got to be fucking pumping.
Well, maybe that's because they got sponsored by the energy drink.
Whose quote is that said that?
This is some, I guess, the copywriter.
Is it some sort of like...
like an ad copywriter type person.
It's not an influencer?
I don't think so. Okay. No. Guys, this isn't just about performance. This is about legacy or third legacy. Give her group chat something to talk about. You know, when you lay it down, they're talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew.
Okay. This is absurd. The guys using Blue Chew are of the age where their fucking wives and girlfriends are not in group chats talking about how they got dicked up last night. Like, these are all people in their 50s and shit.
But you can, though. You can use it when you're younger. I read somewhere that ED is affecting people younger and younger all the time.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Yeah, I read that. So
pornography is like a scourge, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it desensitizes people. Yeah. And harder to get a bone on and all that kind of shit. So Blue Chew's for everybody. We've got a special deal for listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just promo code TESD at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And a big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Now in the group chat, if if the gal who's like, you know, bragging about what happened the night, the prior evening, and, you know, getting all the juicy details are coming out. Yeah. And, you know, really kind of putting it in her friend's faces. Yeah. It's like, well, what'd you do last night? Because this is what I did.
Right.
Does she keep back, though, that it was all fueled by a fucking drug, though? And that, if not for that drug, her husband.
Yeah. We wouldn't be in this group chat right now.
Or does she let it be known? Because there's no reason not to. But does she say that, you know, he had to take the super soldier serum? Or
I think she would. I think if gals of a certain age are chatting about their love life, it's probably with disappointment and being like, well, Brad, last night, you know, he's ever since he started taking that stuff, like it's back on. You should try and get your husband. Like, you know, maybe they're trying to be supportive and be helpful.
I don't know if women are, especially in their chats, are supportive and helpful.
Especially to guys?
Especially to other women.
Other women?
Friends and stuff like that. I know fucking women are vicious on their husbands. Holy fuck. It gets crazy in those chats. Yeah, that's rough, man. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable about a woman like talking to other people about your shortcomings. To me, I think that's a sign of... Not a great relationship. Right.
The foundation may be cracked.
Yeah. Like, why are you not trying to make him?
Like, why are you not getting bigging him up?
Yeah. Like, why are you spending all your time writing down this fucking, in your words, fat loser? Like, why?
Because it's been 30 plus years.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, Walt, like, this August, it'll be 5 years for me.
Oh, really?
So my question to you, since you've been married, at what point were you like, how do I get out of this?
You didn't sign a prenup?
I didn't sign a prenup, no.
Ooh, how come? Smart man like you? All that podcast money?
All the podcasting.
Like, just letting her have half of it?
I did actually bring it up prior. Because there were times when I was just like, what happens if like this is all bullshit and she's just going to like, next thing you know, I'm paying her for the rest of my life? Like I would get into those moments of fear, but then I'm like, I know her. She's not going to pull anything like that.
Right.
But you know what? I knew her then. I don't know where 5 years from then, and I certainly don't know where 10 years from then. Like, I'm going to reach a certain age where if I couldn't even blame her if she's just like, nah.
Later.
Yeah, come on.
Mm. So.
Now it's like Gilbert and his wife, you know, like Gilbert all hobbling around and shit. Right. And his wife, like, shuffling him everywhere. Gilbert Gottfried, oh, okay. Before he died. Yeah, his wife was shuffling him out here and there.
What are you going to do? I mean, the horse has left the barn, bro. You didn't get that prenup. You're
done.
You're at the whims of the horse. No.
Did she, though? But you also have to look at her from her point of view. She couldn't have thought, though, that you were not going to grow older. Did she think you're perpetually going to stay
middle-aged? I think it's,
if only. Yeah.
Like, she had to know that.
The fountain of middle age.
Like, she's smart. She knows that, like, nobody stays the same age for a 20-year-old Brian. Like, a 50-year-old Brian Johnson is not going to be the same as a 70-year-old Brian Johnson. Right.
I think that she, at the time, she's probably like, oh, that's down the road. I'll worry about that later.
Yep,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what the country does. And then, you know, then.
Yeah, she's going to write a check now.
Reality hits you like a fucking 2x4.
Like a 70-year-old man.
Get a post-nup. You can do that.
Could I do that?
Sure, you could do that. People do that all the time.
I don't know.
How's that work? She would have to agree to it too, right?
Well, yeah. She'd have to sign it, but.
I don't think it would work in Jersey, though.
I don't know if it would work in my house. Jersey.
You don't think you could be like.
I think if right now, I think she'd be like, why? What are you worried about? Like, after all this time, now I'm worried?
Well, you could say, you're going to have to cut this out if you want to go this route. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, Walt and I are a little concerned. We want to make sure that the three of us always own this business. Like, it doesn't pass into anybody else's hands.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And it's a business concern. So we just have to get this little doctor to sign here, honey.
And she's like, this is also, I don't take over. Tell him, Steve Dave.
Just sign it, baby.
If you love me.
If you loved me like Bernie did, you would sign it.
Yeah, I don't think she has any delusions about me staying young. Oh, because I'm constantly pointing it out. I'm like, is this a new mark on my face? Like, oh, is this? Because, you know, sometimes you see guys with, like, the liver spots and the age spots and that kind of shit. So I'm constantly looking for that kind of stuff.
They can't laser those off.
You want to get rid of them if they pop up. You'll want to get rid of them?
Yeah, I think so.
They're not like scars, like cool scars, like almost like shark scars.
Let's say, like, Mary Beth and I were walking down the street and I got into a knife fight with someone and saved her.
Cool scar.
But I got a scar. That's a cool scar. Yeah. Yeah, but an age-induced liver spot.
But that shows you that, like, you know, you stood the test of time.
Tangled with life, baby.
Yeah, that's true. I even got stabbed. Look at me.
You want to hide all those glorious things that show how long that Brian Johnson has fucking stood the test of time?
All I'm doing is reminding everyone else how long I've stood the test of time. Like, well, that's an old guy. Like today, like, you know, kids 20, like, you know, even 30 years old, probably look at us and like, well, they're old.
Yeah.
But, like, you're really old when you're, sure. Like, it's 70.
I think 70 is when the rubber hits the road, right? Right. 75, yeah.
It seems that way.
That's where I noticed a decline in people I know who hit that age. It was, like, mid-70s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still okay, but, like, sure. That's where I started seeing the, oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My back's hurting or this is hurting or that's hurting or whatever.
I mean, I don't feel great now. You know what I mean? Like, my shoulder always hurts. My wrist always hurts.
Is that arthritis?
That is because when I'm in the fire department, I had my thumb bent back almost all the way to here, and it just tore the fuck out of everything in there, and I had to get a surgery, and I didn't get the surgery because if I got the surgery, there was a chance that they were going to put me out from the fire department. They were going to have to retire me, and retrospect, I should have done it because I would have been out with 3/4 pay instead of just retiring early like an asshole. But so I didn't get the surgery until after I had already –
So when does it hurt? When it rains? Like that kind of thing?
It hurts almost all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, it's a constant ache right there, but there are times where it's like, when it rains and stuff like that, it is like, shit, this hurts. Mm. But, you know, shoulder, that is arthritis over here. What you can do?
Yeah, I got some aches and pains here and there. Yeah. Still in the knees, you know, like the knees are never quite what they once
were. Right. Your knees went through a tough run.
Yeah, and they say, I think if I remember correctly, they're like, yeah, you have to get a new knee put in like every 20 years or so.
Oh, no. You got to do that again?
So I think I have to do it again at some point.
Just get a rascal.
Yeah?
Yeah. Don't.
I could get into the office at a rascal. We got the elevator. I'm quickly trying to think of where I go if they accept rascals.
Yeah, you don't want to go. That's a fucking major operation to recuperate from again.
Oh, fuck yeah. It sucked, dude. That was the most pain I've ever been in my life. Like right after that, like I remember like waking up from that and being like, somebody just fucking kill me. It hurts so bad.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not – and even at that point, like the painkillers don't do shit.
It's just too much.
It's too much for them, yeah. It's just like you're just sitting there aching and like – or they're not giving you enough, one of the two.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But would the redo surgery be
– I think it might be a little easier because they don't have to cut through bones.
Yeah,
shit,
right? Like this should be like less –
I think it's just screwed to the bone, so they would to cut you open, unscrew it, pop a new one in.
On one hand, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can do this and it's pretty cool.
Do you think that – this is not to slight you or to – this is not
– So many of your statements start with that.
Yeah, this is not a –
Don't
is not
take
a
this
dig.
The right way.
But when they say the normal person, the wear and tear, they need a new knee.
I already saw the insult in the middle of this pill.
Yeah. You put on the miles on that knee that you need a replacement?
This knee?
The one that
– Well – I'll tell you what, it's not necessarily the mileage as much as the way, the carriage.
Oh, you know? Okay. All right.
So, yeah, we just started a couple – me and some of the guys from the crew have started a weight loss program.
Who's the crew?
Tom's in on it. Rupert's in on it. They tried to get him in on it, but he didn't want to do it. I think Victor's in on it.
You guys are trying to lose
– Trying to lose weight.
Weight as a competition?
It's a competition, but it's not like how much weight can you lose as quickly as you can lose it. It's more of like a sustainable
longevity.
Yeah, it's more something like
a fat off.
Fat off a little bit. Yeah. So far I lost 5.5 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Yeah. I got to get there. I have too much clothes,
right,
that don't fit me right now that I have to get back into.
Right.
I'm not going and buying a whole new wardrobe. Just not doing it.
So how many pounds do you have to lose to fit in those clothes?
Like another 50.
No.
No, okay. Yeah. 50 yeah. pounds?
What were you buying? Fucking extra small clothes?
Maybe. Yeah. No, I was buying shit that fit me.
No, you did not.
You remember how I used to dress?
Pounds, so.
Yeah. You had a lot more button downs in your old repertoire. Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm trying to get into because that's the other thing about the 5 years we were talking about, maybe taking a ride up to Maine again like we did like after we got married. We were like, ah, fuck it. Let's just take a ride. And we went to Maine. We were thinking about doing that again perhaps. So I'm desperately trying to get into some button downs by that time. Gotcha. Another month and a half or so.
Right. What's a button down? I don't even know what
like
that means.
Like what Q's wearing right now. Like a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, you mean just a shirt with buttons?
Yeah.
And you don't have the ability to wear those yet?
No, because I got too fat. So
and you don't want to buy new button shirts?
Mary Beth.
Buttons are expensive.
Yeah. And Mary Beth buys them, but she always buys them for like, because she likes the designs from like Shein or Temu or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Or
Amazon. That's fucking garbage.
It's garbage. And like, I'll get a 2X and I'm like, this is a small. Like, I know I'm fat, but I'm not that fat. You know? So, the shit that she gets me, it's like I have to really diet down to get into it.
Okay. Well, she's trying for you.
She's trying.
Yeah.
Did
you ever think about going to a steam room?
And just sweating it out, getting all dehydrated.
Him and Bernie Wright's in the fucking sauna.
What's with the towels anyway? Like, don't they seem intrusive? Steam room? No. I mean, then I would just, sweat out water weight.
But that doesn't work.
Or like one of those belt things that they used to pull. Like I let Lucy jiggling all my fat all over the place. No, I think the answer is to stop eating like shit like I do and to maybe exercise a little bit more. Like maybe go walking.
What about that magic pill? I don't remember. It starts with an O.
Oh, Ozempic?
Yeah.
I've considered that.
Yeah.
Because it is – and I found out too Lizzo was lying.
No, I'm just shocked Lizzo's still around.
Lizzo's still alive. And she lost a bunch of weight. I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to be like, oh, wow, she's thin.
Yeah.
But she at first said that she had no help. She just did it naturally. It wasn't Ozempic. But then it turned out, it was Ozempic. And why do these people lie?
I don't know.
It's just like
– A little bit of stigma, I think. You know.
I mean, so many people I know are on it. And it works. It fucking works.
How do you get it? Is it hard to get?
No.
You go to the doctor. Or actually, you can even get it online now, I think.
They said there's a pill form coming.
Oh, yeah?
Too. You don't even have to do the shot.
But would a doctor prescribe it?
Yes.
No matter what? Even if he's like, you don't need to lose weight. And you.
Oh, well, why would you take it if you don't need to lose weight?
Because there's some people who are like, you know, adamant that they're overweight and they're really not, though.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, I wonder how hard it is to get that prescription though.
Yeah, because of the right doctor or the wrong doctor.
Because if they're like, you gotta lose 10 pounds, you're not gonna want to lose anything for that, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, a doctor shouldn't be like giving out this pill. And he's like, no, get on a treadmill. In a week, you'll be good.
Sure.
Yeah, right? Don't get off the treadmill. Just keep going.
No, if you only got to lose like 10 pounds or 5 pounds, get on a treadmill.
You're supposed to lose like 3 pounds a week.
Let's not go the route of this drug right now. Yeah. That's what I would hope a doctor would say before then, or just immediately writing out a prescription for it, you know, because you got a new role you want to fucking fit into your spandex superhero costume when we get in this.
When you want to go Superman, dressed as Superman. Yeah, I guess, but like, I don't know. It's a weird thing because it would be better if they just changed their lifestyle to lose those 10 pounds, right? Is obviously the healthier thing. But some people, like my buddy, I don't want to name names, but he was like, he lost like 70 pounds on it. And he looks, it's like life changing.
Did he need to lose 70?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, what happens if he gets off of it?
Well, I have another friend that lost 50 pounds, got off it, and he put it all right back on.
That's the problem.
And is it too new though? Do we have an idea of the knock-on effects and the ramifications of this long term, or is it still too new?
From what I understand, is because it's an existing drug that was for something else.
I think it was for diabetes.
I don't know. Look, I don't know. So don't fucking listen to me on this. But like what I keep seeing is that the advantages keep coming up. Like it actually regulates your mental health a little bit better. Like it's a weird, like they keep finding all these benefits to it. Yeah. So
it could be the wonder drug, huh?
Could be.
Does it put on muscle too?
I don't know.
Or that's steroids, right?
I don't know. I'm all natural, baby.
I wasn't.
You don't get this body without that.
or steroids. I'm right in the middle.
Did you see that Liver King guy? It was a couple weeks back. The Liver King who like he espoused he was like, he looks like the, you know, the guy on the January 6th with the wolf head on him and shit.
Yeah,
the shaman. Kind of reminds me of that guy, but he's like, he looks like Conan.
The like barbarian.
Conan, yes. Not Conan O'Brien. Yeah. totally ripped, like shredded, like 1% body fat. And he said he did it all due to this this raw liver diet that he was eating and raw meat and vegetables and all this other shit. Then it turned out he got busted. He was spending $10,000 a month on steroids.
Oh, my God.
$10,000 a month to be the Liver King.
Shit, man.
But it's like, isn't it just like when you do shit like that, it's like it's just a matter of time before you get found out.
Or die.
Or die from it, yeah.
I
don't know.
I got a game.
All right.
I said, remember I made the decree of one game a month? And then you had the great idea. Well, not one new game. Revisit an old game.
Yes. Great idea.
And Tom stepped up and he came up with some Flanny's Choice questions.
Oh, whoa. It's been a while.
It's been that long.
Flanny's Choice?
Yeah, it hasn't been that long. We've kind of played it recently, but I have some scenarios to see who knows me better. We only have 9, so it'll be real quick. I'm offered a walk-on role for no compensation in the new American Godzilla film, but my character is a janitor who slips on kaiju poop and dies screaming. The scene goes viral forever, and for the rest of my life, people yell when they see me, hey, look, it's God Shitta. Do I take the part or turn it down?
But you don't know that going into the part.
Yeah.
How much of this do you know?
Well, the studio is like, we're going to really push this. We want this to go viral.
We called SAG. We got you alive again. We want you to be God Shitta.
I think that while Walt has certain interests that are like – I'll go beyond interests. I'll say passions.
Yeah.
Godzilla being one of them. So to be like, wow, I could have a walk-on role, so not much is expected of me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be in the background or whatever. I think he would say yes to that. But being showcased, a featured extra.
Yeah.
A man of his stature.
Where is it filming?
It's filming
in Jersey.
Over at the Netflix studio.
That information was not in the scenario.
Okay.
So, yeah, the studio says that they are actually going to use their social media to try to push this scene and make it go viral, and it works, and I do become God Shitta.
Now, I've also heard stories about Walt going out with his family. He doesn't want to be acknowledged as Walt Flanagan.
I think he fucked himself, because I don't see him not being known as God Shitta from now on, no matter what.
Yeah, so I think him out with his family, his new grandson, and so he's like, hey, God Shitta.
Got someone, you stepped in it. I don't think you do it.
Yeah, I would say no too.
Both say no.
Yeah, we both say
think,
no.
I don't think the answer is yes.
All okay. right, there's the answer to number one.
Number one, I have the card. I decline the part. We got it.
All right.
All right.
Now, you guys made good points, but the real reason was there was two clues in that one. Okay. I said it was the new American Godzilla.
Oh, okay.
And for no compensation.
I caught both those things, but I still thought like – so American is no good. You don't like the American.
I think the American version of Godzilla is for me, it's a joke. It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
They've kind of lost their way after the first one with Bryan Cranston, mm-hmm. which I adored. They've really lost the script there and have really gone in a direction that I doesn't appeal to me. And then you also say – you're not going to get paid for it.
Right.
And I've been on sets before. It's brutal.
Mm-hmm.
At least I was like, well, at least I'm getting paid for this.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to get that. And then when I'm out in public, people are going to be yelling at me. Godzilla.
Is it Shitzilla or Godzilla?
What was it again?
Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Shitzilla does roll up the tongue a little easier.
Well, it could be either or. Okay. You know it's going to be both. So, yeah, I turn it down. So you guys both got that right.
All right.
All right. Let's put a little narc down here. All right. Number two.
All right, I got that one right, too.
Okay.
Come on now.
You're not playing for anybody. just for shits and giggles.
Let's just do it right.
I don't know if you guys have heard this news, but with the recent news that Marvel has pulled the plug on publishing any more Marvel Masterworks volumes.
Oof.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard this, but my beloved – the only thing that brings me joy in comics anymore.
Yeah.
Marvel has said it's gone the way of the dodo bird. They're not publishing them anymore. They're not profitable.
Not even digitally? They just
– Well, who wants it digitally?
Right.
I mean, I can get them illegally digitally.
True.
But,
right.
I want them on my bookshelf.
Right.
I had all the volumes and it was just something that I could look at and be like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I got them all. And I'm going to keep buying them. But Marvel has said no. But a mysterious benefactor contacts you and offers to fund all future volumes, thus ensuring the line continues. But only if I agree to never speak to Sunday Jeff again, even on a podcast, do I take the deal.
I think it's a no.
My first instinct is no. I mean, how do you turn your back on a friend of
yeah.
decades to be yeah. like, some good comics are going to come out.
Yeah.
But those
that I've all read before.
But those comics were there for me before Sunday Jeff was.
Yeah.
They gave me my companionship and my, they were there for me long before I ever knew a Sunday Jeff.
I don't think this podcast becomes what it became without Sunday Jeff.
You guys can still talk to him.
We can just sit there while we sit on the Jeff. I'm not going to rip on him like you do. You know what I mean? People need that.
Yeah, I think that you said something key there, which is like you have them all and then you would get all the rest. But you have them all now. So I think that's
– I don't – but there are still many volumes that I was hoping to see come to fruition. Like there's some that I was hanging – just waiting but for the months to come out for the announcement, and now it's never going to come out. And it is a massive disappointment for me personally.
Yeah.
I I wrote an email to Marvel.
Really? Yeah. To who?
There was an online on this Masterworks forum where you could contact some bigwigs at Marvel.
Right.
And they were saying we should do this. We should let our voices be heard. And sheepishly, or not sheepishly, what's the word? Almost like, you know, I was like, I can't believe I'm going to do this. But I dropped it. I was on Comic Book Man and how much I adored the line and yada, yada. Yeah, I still haven't heard back. Crickets.
No,
Marvel. Yeah, Marvel didn't respond.
Well, why don't you give the email out to our audience right now and see if anybody wants to take up the cause?
I don't know it right off the bat. I'm not prepared. But I was thinking about maybe even doing like a Burrow trending. Remember how we made Burrow trend after we fucked Burrow with the commercial we did? Yeah. And Burrow rocks. We made a trend on Twitter. Yeah. But I was thinking maybe I rally the ants to do a Marvel Save the Masterworks hashtag.
Why not try
it? I just think that Marvel's like, yeah, hashtags don't fucking pay the bills.
Yeah, are these hashtags going to – is this money being translated?
Right. Is it going to translate into sold volumes? And I can't make that promise, though.
Right.
I know it's not going to.
They're not cheap, right? Like they're,
no, they retail between $75 and $100 a volume.
And how many issues are in each volume?
10 to 12.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of money.
It is. But I – funded it all by selling my comic book collection.
Right.
I went and sold all the key issues and then used that money to buy the Masterworks that were ungodly prices because they were out of print and I didn't buy them when they first came out. So now I'm like, fucking fuck. But
I
could fix this problem right now.
I know.
Turning your back on Sunday.
I don't think you do that.
No.
Nah, you're not the type of guy to turn your back on a friend. That's not you.
It's not like I'm turning my back on him.
I mean, it is literally you're turning your back on him.
So as to not talk to him.
But like I talk to him maybe between – I have a go-between. Maybe I say, hey, get this message to Sunday Jeff for me. I miss you.
Right.
But I'm still not talking to you because we're off by 9 Volume 4 is coming out next week, bitch.
I'm writing this down. Walt, bitch, you want me to say bitch at the end? Nah.
No, you say no, Brian.
I'm going with no, too. Is it like if it were maybe a different – like maybe a Jimmy? You know, someone expendable. Yeah, then I would say yes. But Sunday Jeff has been there for thick and thin.
I just want to know who the mysterious benefactor is.
Yeah. Okay, I have the envelope here.
Number two.
I decline the deal.
All right.
Another round.
Yeah, can't abandon Sunday Jeff and just drop him like a bad fucking.
Nah.
What's a bad
habit?
Bad habit. Yeah. All right.
No.
Those are too easy. Right. This one, next one gets a little bit more difficult to decipher or figure out. A fan writes to TSD offering to donate 10 years worth of rent in a window storefront on the first floor of the airport plaza.
Oh.
But only if my wife gets a tattoo of Gim's face on her lower back. Do I pass on this offer or do I agree?
I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and say pass. I there's not enough blue chew in the world to overcome that fucking issue.
The mere suggestion to your wife, which is like, look.
10 years, a full decade.
Yeah, we can make money, dude. You don't have to do that.
Get him face. Get out of here, bug. Get him face. No, I would have to say no.
No, huh?
No.
Though, rent is like a big expense.
Downstairs,
though.
Especially. You're talking probably the size we would need, probably $4,000 to $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay if you want to do it. I just don't think that you should do it. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think the deal's going to be declined.
It's probably 50. It's probably what's 50 times 10?
500?
It's $500,000 in free rent.
That's a lot of money.
When you
I mean, I guess
saying.
If you put it like that, like, would you, I guess if the question becomes, would you take $500,000 for your wife to get a tattoo of get him on a lower back? That's a different question.
Yeah.
I still think the answer is no.
Is this benefactor around? Because Harry Butt's about to get a tattoo.
Both say nay?
I'm going to say no. Yeah. There's no fucking possible way.
All right. Number three. I pass on the deal. We are knocking them out of the park today.
Man, we're doing
Why the fuck don't you guys as gals have to get a fucking tattoo or get them on their back? Why do I got to be the one? The only one that has to deal with that shit. I was like, fuck that. Why am I the only one that's got to pay the fucking horrific price of
get them a tattoo?
Horrific price. It's like a Bernie Wrightson super detailed tattoo as well.
This is how you stankin' too. In a word balloon. Not too good. Not too good.
Pretty bad, actually.
Made a bad choice.
Wow, you guys are 3 for 3. A time traveler shows up and offers me a deal to erase my worst memory, but the side effect is I forget my wedding day. Do I take the deal?
Oof. I think, wow, that is a good one. Because how much do you remember your wedding day anyway?
You want to hear about it?
I do.
It is hard to remember large portions of it.
Yeah.
It is fragmented memories at best from 1994. Super stressful for my wife. You know, she's not one to want to be
center of attention. Yes. And all that stuff, right?
And she's very nervous, very worried that something's going to go wrong. Being around that kind of person, that kind of then it, you kind of get a little bit of that vibe too, where you sure. start to worry too, like, oh, what's going to go wrong? And I don't have, I can't remember gigantic portions of the day, but I'll tell you this, I don't think I've ever revealed this. I didn't consummate the fucking marriage on the night we got married.
A bit just too tired?
She was just too zonked out. She was like, she had a headache. She's had a migraine because we had our house at that point. We after the wedding and the reception was over, we came to our house and we had a flight the next morning to Disney. We had to be up early and get to the airport. And she just went to sleep. She just was like, she put a rag on her head and went to sleep. And I just went, and I too went to sleep. And we were just zonked.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean, though, that the mouse still isn't getting my seed out of the fucking, out of the
to
sheets
this day.
To this day on the honeymoon. Because I made up for that night. Yeah. The Mickey paid a horrible price for all the
Polynesian rocking.
That night, we didn't do anything that night.
I don't think I knew you went to Disney World for your honeymoon.
Yeah.
I would think that's the sort of thing you would make fun of other people for doing.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
In the right mood,
I'd go after him.
Yeah, I had never been to Disney World before that.
Right.
She had been as a kid, but I don't know how we came upon that, but we went to Florida, we went to Disney, and it was awesome. We probably stayed 2 days too long.
Yeah. How many days did you stay?
I think we were there for
– did you say like 10 days?
Yeah, I think it was 10 days. Yeah,
that's too many days. Back then, there were only like 2 parks too, right?
I mean, there was times that like I went to the park and she just stayed in the room because it was too hot. And I was doing things for like the 4th or 5th time.
Yeah.
We were there for way too long.
I mean, it sounds kind of awesome to me. I love Disney.
It was fun.
I love it. It sounds like a blast.
It was fun, but –
10 days
old. 10 days is a long time, and like you said, there wasn't as many parks back then. But I remember people being there. I remember the wedding day. I remember the reception, of course, with the horrible fucking toast that Brian Johnson gave. Want to do a little retell him, Steve Dave? Remind Key with a toast?
Yeah, it was. I wasn't supposed to give
this
the
is
toast.
A bonus. In all fairness, tell him, Steve Dave.
In all fairness to me, I wasn't supposed to. Kevin was supposed to give the speech, yeah. And then, I would give. I was just supposed to be there. But then it was like, do you want to say something? So I was like, I should have said no.
Yeah,
I should have said no. But then I said yes, and brought up Walt and his wife, Meadie, in Keensburg,
It had a bad rep back then as a town for where you could score illicit drugs on the on the cheap,
right?
Easy,
yeah. And I said,
but it was true.
It was true.
Okay,
it was true. Yeah, and I said that it was.
I got a feeling that's not the problem.
That was not the problem.
Opening with that. Yeah,
the problem was saying that Debbie helped wean Walt off of methadone.
That's right.
And
I don't know why I said it.
And I didn't even know what methadone was back then. I had no – I just heard the word something's M-done, and I remember like people's faces hitting the floor and looking over at me. I didn't know what it meant. I had no clue. I looked at my wife's face, and her face is aghast.
Really?
I don't even know if she knew what it meant, but she knew it wasn't good. Yeah, she
all
was.
Her fears came true.
That's why she had the migraine. That's why I didn't get no pussy that night.
It all comes back to me.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah, but she was very, very unhappy with that toast. Yeah. And I've heard about it for years. But my worst memory, though, erased.
But we don't know what your worst memory is.
Right. Yeah. I was racking my brain for it, too.
Because there's some – like, look, if like you were obviously like molested by your uncle or something, that's an easy – like, yeah, I'll take this deal.
Yeah, to lay up.
But like if it's just like a normal life, bad shit happens.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about what would the memory be, and I don't know. So I guess it would just be – subconsciously it would be something that this time traveler would somehow know what it is without even me realizing what it was.
Yeah. I would say no, because you guys remember Star Trek, of course, for Undiscovered Country. It's one of your favorite movies where Shatner, where this godlike creature offers to take away their pain. And Shatner's like, I want my pain. I need my pain. I always thought that was a great line in a kind of crappy movie. I actually kind of liked the movie. I don't rip on that movie. It was fun. And I do think that shit is formative. I don't think you would want to give up your memories of your wedding day. I've known you a long time now. I know you had some issues with your dad early on, but I don't think anything that you'd be like.
Wow. You know, I know. I never even – it may be that, right?
Yeah, but I don't think – you because your relationship with your mom is so good as a result of it. You know what I mean? Like I don't know that you'd want to – I think you pass.
I pass.
Yeah, I was going to say the same.
Pass?
Yeah, I think you're going to pass. Because like, I mean, at least you've never brought up something that even hinted at like something so horrible that you would, because I mean, your wedding day, all you have are like a couple pictures probably and some fragmented memories. It's like, you know,
methadone.
Yeah. You don't want to lose that, do you? A great moment.
All right. Question four. I declined the deal.
All right.
We're fucking knocking them out of the park
here. I think it all boils down to being lucky that I don't have one super horrific memory.
Yeah.
You know, I'm lucky to have be able to say that. I know there's a lot of people who can't say that.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like I can honestly be like, I don't know what it would be. What did I – did the Marvel Masterworks stop printing? I mean I don't know what – I don't even know what memory would be eradicated from my memory bank.
Yeah, it's hard, man. You get to a certain age and it's just all part of who you are and like just get over these things. Yeah,
that was a good one from Tom.
Yeah.
So I think we're still all tied.
Yeah.
Nobody has stepped out on their own. All right. My roof collapses, but my neighbor has a brother who owns a roofing company. And he offers to fix it for free, but only if I agree to have a beer with him every day and an hour of bro time.
For how long?
Is this in perpetuity?
As long as he's my neighbor, I guess. As long as he lives next door to me. Right. I got to have a beer with him every day, and I got to spend an hour of bro time.
I don't know. 7 hours a week?
Bro time?
No, an hour of bro time, I think, a week. It's a beer every day and an hour of bro time a week.
I see.
Yeah. So over the course of – that's only 10 minutes a day though.
Oh, I see. It's not roof. What do you got? You don't have like slate or anything like that on there. You don't,
it's got a regular old roof.
Regular roof.
Yeah. Slate.
Yeah, well, some of us have slate roofs. Not me and you.
Oh.
You know, slate roofs, man. How society did it for thousands of years.
This is a fucking bedrock?
It's slate.
I know, but do you fucking live next door to the rubbles?
I don't near where they make my slate, Walter. They make that somewhere else, like Indiana.
Yeah, there you go.
And then they bring it to me, or someone brings it to me. And, so regular roof is around, what, 25 grand?
Oh, I think – I bet you it's
25
more.
I think Tom paid 30.
30. Okay, so let's even say 50.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe that you would pay 50 grand to not have to have a beer a day and spend 10 minutes talking to your neighbor. So I'm going to say
– No, that kind of is a backhanded – slight at me. That, you think I don't want to deal with my neighbors. That I
know
don't,
you don't want to deal with your neighbors.
Like, you're saying that I am such a douchebag that I'm like, I can't fucking who does he think he is that I'm going to spend 10 minutes with him a day.
Wow, you are extrapolating a lot. I just think I wouldn't want to do it. Like a daily
you
obligation
like
to drink. I love my neighbor.
You love beer too.
I know. I don't want to go out once a day. Like,
then you look at that roof, you're like, free roof.
Yeah, well, it is slate. No, I don't think so. I don't think it sounds like such a – who is this madman that's demanding this of me? And like,
that's my question. Is like this guy? Like, I'm like, why do you want to hang out with me so bad every day?
Yeah.
But come on, I'm irresistible.
And why is your brother doing it for free? Like, what's his fucking deal?
Walt doesn't also financially. He does not like to be beholden to people. I tried to pay for their lunch at Red Robin one time. Him and his wife. You would think I was trying to pay off their mortgage or
wouldn't
something.
Wouldn't have it.
They wouldn't have it.
Okay.
So I think, like something that big and then beholden to him for something that much.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Seemingly forever.
I mean, this is what fucking house insurance is for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, but
He's trying to steer us away from the right answer.
He always does.
I have been what some would call God's gift to a neighbor.
Sure.
I have been of the utmost assistance to my neighbor when they needed me the most.
Sure.
Not when I was just bothering them for, you know, like, hey, sure is hot out, right? Let's talk for 15 minutes about nothing. No, it's like, oh, your dog got out? I'm on it.
Yeah, great neighbor.
I'll find you. I'll find it. I'm here. I'm not going to give up until we find the dog.
Right.
And then I don't even need to talk to you after we find it for about a year.
That's great.
Right? Yeah. That's I'm saying God's gift to the neighborhood. That's me.
I agree.
So that's why everybody wants to fucking hang out with me and drink a beer with me.
The question is not whether I think do people want to hang out with you.
Dog wants.
I think people do want to hang out with you.
Okay.
I don't think you want to hang out with them.
Right.
And that's the important difference.
All right. So you're saying nay and you're both saying nay.
Both
I'm going to turn down the free roof.
Yes, sir.
Question five.
Question five answer is holy shit.
Get out of here. I become his bro.
Why?
That's a fucking expensive endeavor. And like, can you imagine me saying to him, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like to his face, how horrible is that? Like, how bad does that guy feel when I'm like, no, keep your free roof. I don't want to hang out with you even for 10 minutes a day.
But and then I got to live
next. Then I got to live next to the guy. And it's so awkward when I see him every day. And I'm like, oh, hi. Hi, James, or whatever the fuck your name is. I can't remember.
You didn't want to dedicate part of your life to me, remember?
Yeah, it would be so awkward.
If he moves away, do you still have to do it on Zoom every day?
No, if he moves or I move, the deal is done. I fulfilled my obligations.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think my wife would be furious if I
declined that
deal. What if
you lived next to him for 20 years?
10 minutes a day.
Yeah.
I can't give 10 minutes a day to a guy who went out of his way to help me put a roof on my roof.
In blizzards, in every day, no matter what.
Yeah, I walk over. I'm like, hey, man, let's fucking crack a beer. What have you been
sick?
Up to today?
What have you got COVID?
What if I got COVID?
Zoom?
Well, I open up the window and we talk between two windows, like between the the space between the houses, you know? Like,
right. Yeah.
Sure wish I wasn't sick. I could come over.
I'll
be better tomorrow.
I'm shocked. I'm blown away. I believe you because I don't believe you would lie. But
I would definitely
blown
do it.
Away.
I feel like it would be incredibly. I couldn't say no because of how rude it would look.
But I would be like,
no.
Why do you want – that's weird. Why do you want to spend that much time with me every single day?
He likes me.
Yeah. I mean, you like lots of people, but it's like you don't want to spend 10
And he's lonely too.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. He doesn't have a wife.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Now it makes more sense.
Why don't you go over there anyway then? Like, why do you need the roof?
I thought you were a super neighbor.
Yeah. Check in on the guy. You can give him 5 minutes a day for free.
Well, I mean, look. When he fucking ponies up the money to fucking pay for a new roof, then we'll talk.
Gotcha.
Until then, what has he done for me?
Fuck you, pay me.
So you both get no points on that.
That is shocking.
All right. Netflix approaches the comic book men to make a new docuseries detailing the breakup of the show and catching up with the guys years later. But the producers insist on making Mike the breakout star and minimizing my screen time. Do I sign on?
You're going to do that to God Shitter? I'm going to fucking do that?
I'm going to say, what mental asylum is sponsoring this?
The same guy with the Marvel masterworks. Are you all getting paid the same?
Yes.
Less work, same pay?
You don't care about screen time.
It sounds like a dream, actually.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure one day you and Mike are going to patch things up.
I am sure you and that guy you're going to shit on in the grave. Yeah, I'm sure you guys are going to be sharing a beer one day. Arm around each other, fucking kissing each other on the cheek.
I don't know, you know? Wow, this is a tough one. What do you think?
I think he wouldn't want to be involved to begin with. Like, if we're like, hey, we're gonna catch up with the comic book men and stuff. Like, if Nichelle was involved, then probably. I think that would be – then he probably would be. But let's assume that he agreed to. I think he would. I think he would because it means less work. He doesn't really care about screen time. If they want to make Mike a star, so be it, as long as he's getting paid.
I think of the content for this show.
Yeah. It would be unending.
I think he does it.
Yeah. I think he does it, too.
I think he does it. Six. I sign on the dotted line.
All right.
All right, we're back.
You guys called, and then it's like, I get to do fucking way less work.
Yeah.
I get paid the same amount of money. Yeah, go for it. Go for it with that fucking hit show that you're going to – your star maker. Go ahead. Hit your wagon to that star.
I want to see it so bad.
Yeah.
I really do want to see it.
Wow, it's still tied. All right. I'm offered 2 lifetime season tickets to the Devils, but the second seat has to be permanently given to one of my 3 work sons. Do you know my work sons, the 3 of them?
It's going to be Tom.
Yes.
It's going to be Rub.
Nope.
Ooh. Well, get him.
Yes.
Tom, get him.
And Jimmy the Hair Guy.
Jimmy the Hair Guy?
Yeah, he played the role of – we did a segment called My 3 Sons.
Okay.
I've kind of taken them under my wing. Rub's a married man with a kid. He doesn't need any – Tom is married, but Tom has a lot of issues he's got to work out. I'm trying to make him grow some nuts that he got cut off. It's a long process.
Okay.
Though. You know, we got to work at it. You know, I'm always like, you can do it. You can say no to your wife.
But what?
you have to do everything she says.
She's like, what did he say?
Tom's driving right now, lowering the volume in the car. What hope is there for Jimmy the Hair Guy? What are you going to do with that for him?
I've tried to help him with his incredibly irresponsible spending and his health. Tried to tell him that, you know, he's on the road to ruin with totally ignoring his doctor's advice on stopping the diabetes from advancing, and, you know, trying to help him out when I can, you know, without being too heavy handed.
Sure. Okay.
Or I could become a pain in the ass, but.
How often do you talk to Jimmy the Hair Guy?
I'd say once every other day via text.
Via text. What is the average exchange like?
I love that shit, bro.
He throws the word love around a lot.
Yeah. I don't know what is that, that shit is. Guy. That shit could be if you watch the show or a podcast that we did or whatever, a song that I mentioned. Right. I love that shit too, bro. He's super easy to talk to because it's always upbeat and like, I love this.
Right.
You know, it's never like, hey, I got this problem. What do I do? It's never like where it's just too, you know, it's too heavy.
He's a charming
guy. Easy lifting with him.
Right.
Tom, he's a mess.
Oof. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that.
Like, Tom seems like he has it put together. Not the case.
Not the case at all. Okay, so those are the three we're talking about. Tom, Jimmy, get him.
Yeah.
Okay, what was the
– Oh, so yeah, I have two Lifetime season tickets to the Devils. Okay. I can only choose one of my work sons. Which son do I choose? Just two of them are going to be butthurt and think that – they are lesser.
I think Tom gets the nod. Do you need any more time with him? Do you need a second more with that guy? I don't think so. And Jimmy, I've never heard him. I know he loves everything, but I've never heard him really talk about the Devils at all.
I fucking love the Devils, bro.
Sure. But
Tom's not a sports guy either.
Yes, he is.
Is he?
Yeah, he likes the Eagles.
Oh, that's right. He's a bandwagon guy, right?
Yeah. You know, you've pointed out that Tom's big issue is his wife. You've said that. You've publicly said that.
a couple times this show.
Yeah. So that would get him.
I'm just busting.
I know. I am as well. But that gets you some one-on-one manly bonding time. You know what I mean? You're trying to build up that specific issue with a sports game.
Yeah. We don't need dames.
Don't need no broads around here.
This is a boy zone.
Unless they're the, what did they call the devil dancers that
they
have?
They're gone.
They're gone. I know. What a shame.
Who you going with, Brian? Well, he thinks.
I think Tom. My answer is Tom.
I'm going to mix it up, make this interesting. I think it's Gidim. I agree. Yeah, I agree that he spends way, way, way too much time with him, but he's always going to be there. Like Tom and they both live far away. Mm-hmm. So Tom is like Walt said, maybe he's not going to be able to get out.
Okay.
His wife's going to give him some shit. Jimmy, it would just be too annoying because he would love everything.
Well, let me ask a question then.
Go ahead.
If Tom can't make the game, you still go, but the seat's empty.
No, I'm not going to answer that.
Tom.
Yeah. You think it's Tom, huh?
I do, because I think the distance actually adds a little bit.
Mm. Mm.
A little buffer.
I know that he has gone several times to games with Gidim, too. Like games that, like a game where it was freezing out, where they almost lost their extremities.
Yeah, almost lost my toes.
The
classic you went to?
Yeah, the classic.
Yeah, I'm going to say get him. It'll just make it interesting.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Seven. Tom.
It's Tom, huh?
Pulling in, yes.
And there's a reason.
Okay.
Because a season ticket to the Devils means that's 42 games or 44 games. I think it's 42 games, home games. Out of those 42 games, Tom's wife probably lets him go 5 times. And then I could – the other 30 sometimes, I could bring somebody else and I could bring Jimmy or get him. So everybody's happy. No one feels slighted. Okay. His wife ain't letting him out of the house 40 fucking two nights.
No fucking way.
Out of the year.
She's got to keep an eye on him, man. Yeah.
The only person I see doing that is Ming.
Oh, yeah. He's not one of my work sons. No. That definitely.
All right. So I'm down one.
You're down one.
Yeah, you're up. Okay, only got
that's what happens when I try to make it interesting.
Yeah, that is, I guess, interesting.
Tom Brady. This is the last two. Tom Brady has agreed to come on TSD for episode 700. The catch is he wants me to call him daddy every time I speak to him. Will Tom...
He wants you to or wants you to stop calling him daddy?
No, he...
It's an important distinction.
He wants me to refer to him as daddy every time I address him on the podcast.
Okay. Just for one episode.
Yeah. Will the GOAT be on episode 700?
I think, yeah.
I think, yeah, because it's almost like it's funny.
Yeah, it's even better. That's just so weird that that's his thing.
Because so many people would talk about it, too.
Yeah, and you're just like, but where's the fun in not doing it? Like, what's the story? I didn't call Tom Brady daddy every time?
Yeah, at his insistence.
Yeah, I think you'd do it. I would do it.
Yeah, I think you'd do it,
but
too.
You know what he does to his son, though? He kisses him on the mouth.
Well, I didn't think it was just like you were his real son. Like, I thought it was just like, you know, joking around like, hey, daddy, you know, like.
Yeah.
And what if he goes in for the fucking kiss?
For you?
Yeah.
You gotta do what you gotta do, bro. That's your daddy.
It's episode 700.
I mean, he's on camera kissing his son on the lips, and then all of a sudden, if I'm calling him daddy, then the lines are blurred, and all of a sudden, we're making out.
I mean, it sounds like a great episode. Yeah. Tell him, Steve Dave, to me. I can't wait.
Yes, yes?
Yeah, I think you do it.
Okay, Tom Brady is on episode 700.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Daddy's home, everybody. Daddy's home. So at best, you could only tie, Brian.
Yeah.
Now, this next one, this is where I'm a little worried about Tom. This last scenario is really out of left field and really strange. But I wake up in an alternate universe where TSD never existed. I'm happily married to Ming and running a candle shop worry-free. I have one chance to come back to my reality. But to do it, we both have to kill the alternate reality versions of both our families to do it.
Oh, my God.
What do I do?
Wait.
So me and Ming have to kill.
Who? You don't have
alternate.
But you don't have a family. You're married to Ming.
Well, what is my wife and his wife? What are they up to right now?
You have to track them down.
Track them down and kill them.
So just wives, because your children wouldn't exist.
Yeah, they wouldn't exist.
But that's to get back to your wife, in a way.
Yeah. Ooh. So I'm killing the alternate version of her to get back to the version that I remember. Only I remember. Ming doesn't remember it. I'm trying to convince him of it.
Oh, because Debbie's got to die, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to make that. But you're happy.
You said really be happy married to Ming Chen?
You said you were happy making this.
Is anybody ever happy married to Ming Chen?
I've seen no evidence of it.
Yeah, we know at least one person who isn't.
This is a good one.
Yeah. It's really dark, and I'm like, what is going on in Tom's mind?
So you wake up in an alternate reality where there was never any Tell Him Steve Dave. You're married to Ming.
And I remember my reality, but I'm the only one who does. And I'm told that if we kill these two people in this timeline, we'll both be shot back to our reality and everything go back to normal.
You also have all the memories of that life too. So you have both branches in your head.
Yeah.
So you remember.
Oh, yeah, then I need to fucking get that time travel to remove my worst memory is being married to Ming.
You're fucking Ming in the Polynesian. Yeah. I mean, that's fucking crazy, man. Holy shit, that's rough.
Wedding night.
Oh, I'm too tired, boy. I got a headache.
Oh, man. Oh, fuck. What would you do in this situation?
I'd hunt him down and kill him.
Yeah, I think I would too.
What?
Yeah. I'd have to. I don't want to be married to Ming.
But you're happy, though, it said.
Oh, yeah.
You're making candles. You got a prenup. Everything's great. Everything's great.
Don't even have to worry about the post-nup.
I don't know. I don't think you could do it. I don't think you could kill a version of Debbie. I just don't think you could.
Could I maybe hire somebody else to do it?
Is she happy in this other life? Like when
I don't
track
know any
down,
of the details. I have to track her down, find out the details.
And she's super happy. She's having a great life.
Yeah, that's rough, right?
It would be so weird, too. He's just like, I got to kill you. Yeah. Yeah, no, you know what? Thinking back, I don't think he would do it.
Yeah, like you pull up to like Debbie's new house with a new husband, new family. They're all happy.
Kill in front
of
all of them.
That's not good, though. What if she's happier than with this new guy than me?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, then I'd be like, then it's a lot easier all of a sudden.
No, because you love her. You want her to be happy, happiest.
But then
even
I know,
if it's
like,
not with you.
She's way happier than I remember her being.
So are you. You're making candles with Ming. Like, you're doing great.
That shit is not fucking a happy existence.
You're the one who used the word happy.
No, Tom did.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I don't think so. I think when faced with the reality of killing a doppelganger of your wife, I don't think.
And like she doesn't know you, so she's scared.
Yeah. Really terrified. You know, she's getting murdered by a stranger.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think Ming would be able to kill anybody. I think you're fucking.
Yeah, I think that might be your reality.
I think it's candlesticks for you from now on.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to be fucking. Just the only candlestick. Is Ming's candlestick for me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jumping over it.
Jumping on it.
Jumping on it.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't wish that on you. But I don't think you're going to murder your way out of that situation.
You both agree?
I agree, yeah. You don't seem like you got the killer instinct.
I can't wait to see
even in this situation.
Fucking genius. He wrote, I let Ming go first and then find a new hubby.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I'm single, ready to mingle,
yeah.
And I'm out there getting my fucking knees bent back behind my ears, trying all letting 20-year-olds go at it at me, and I get to fucking pick a new husband.
Yeah.
The best possible answer.
It really is. Because, like, your problem isn't that you were fucking in another universe gay. That was the problem. It was Ming. It's funny that you allow Debbie to get killed in this whole reality too. You do nothing to stop it.
Wait a minute, something just went out.
Yeah, just like
go ahead. Okay, one, two.
Yeah.
Let it happen.
I had to think about that one for a while. I was like, how do I address this if this was reality? It's like if I let him do it first, once he does it, he blips out of existence.
Oh, he doesn't go to jail.
He doesn't go to jail. He goes back to the reality he should be in, and then I don't do anything. I don't kill anybody, and I just go out and I fucking I just let every fucking hot
stonewall in
hard body fucking
have at you
like
why not? Why the fuck not? Right?
I lived with fucking years with Ming.
Yeah,
him going to every fucking candle con on the fucking planet,
leaving me alone
every fucking weekend of the year.
Even in this universe, he can't stop.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.